Today, using Arduino, we'll talk about a very serious methodology from the industry called Enden, and we'll be able to see lights changing colors, as well as Stepan explaining how, in the auto manufacturing world, this is a life-saving or business-saving feature. Hi everyone, you're watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we have Stepan with us to tell us everything about a manufacturing methodology called Enden, right?
Enden.
Stepan, thanks for coming on the show. Can you tell our audience who you are, what you do for Microsoft, so that they have an idea, and where are you coming from as well? Yeah.
Okay, my name is Stepan Bechinský. I'm coming from Czech Republic, and I am an IoT technical specialist for customers in Germany. So we do a lot of industrial manufacturing there. And today I will speak about one project we are doing for Škoda Auto in Czech Republic. And Škoda Auto is part of a Volkswagen group. This is the reason why I am working there. Yeah.
So this is an interesting topic that you're bringing today. So there's a methodology that you're going to describe called Enden that is used in the manufacturing world a lot. And we want to understand how IoT technologies and the Microsoft platform in that realm can help making that methodology work in a very efficient way.
So first of all, you need to understand what Enden is.
Yes.
Enden is a methodology invented in the 80s last century in Toyota in Japan.
Okay.
So it's really nothing new.
Okay.
And the goal of this is that it helps people, the workers, operators on production line to call help or even stop production line if something goes super wrong.
Okay.
So imagine the situation. You are a worker on the production line. Mm-hmm. You lost your screwdriver.
Yeah.
So you need to say, hey, I have the issue. So typically, in the original way, they had the ropes.
Yeah.
And you like ring the rope, pull the rope. Lights went on.
Yeah.
And by the way, Enden means light in Japanese.
Okay, got it.
So it lights the lamp or some light.
Mm-hmm.
So the supervisor immediately knew that something is going wrong.
Okay.
And then they start to, do the process, to fix everything.
To mitigate the problem. And in manufacturing in particular, having a failure on an assembly line or something like that can be super costly, right?
Yes, if you ask any, CFO of any manufacturing, definitely those guys knows how cost 1 minute of the outage of the production line.
Yeah. And it's actually certainly something surprising for people at an era where we're saying that AI and IoT and technology will replace and robots will replace people. What you're saying that is in real life, the operator, even if he's helped with technology, is still going to be a human making the decision of pressing on that button for something to happen, right?
Definitely. I saw very modern production line in one of the Volkswagen factories.
Mm-hmm.
Like huge building, total brand new production line in process of developing.
Yeah.
And still there will be a couple of operators running around. Not like tens of people, mm-hmm. but still few amount of the people will be around. And let's say controlling the robots if everything is okay, because something can go wrong so big or so much that the robot cannot recognize that it's really wrong.
Okay, cool. And so let's talk about, technology is arriving, technology is replacing some of the mechanics, right? So Enden used to be that lifeline that people could just pull.
Yeah.
So replaced by technology. So button that triggers something connects to a system, right? What can go wrong?
So the current typical solution now is that if you have some, the display you use to operate the procedure, typically it's implemented inside.
Okay.
But imagine the situation, and the common situation now in Europe is that there is extremely low unemployment, so it's super difficult to find employees. And if you find employee, you need to train him as quick as possible.
Okay.
And the people on the production lines are rotating because you don't want to do for a couple of months, same work. Maybe the Charlie Chaplin movie with those big wrenches, total crazy.
I see exactly what you mean.
So they are rotating. Mm-hmm. And if you have a different, panel to operate the machinery, probably there will be different way how to call help.
Okay.
And if you are under stress, so it's like, it's a machine B, so I need to do this way, machine A, so on.
Yeah, yeah.
So what Škoda Auto is doing is that they have those boxes.
Okay.
They already deploy it on one production line for tests. Okay. And this box is the same for all production, will be in future, same for all production lines, probably just the new ones.
Okay.
And you have just three simple buttons.
Okay.
This means in check manufacturing.
Okay.
Just mean in check warning, and this mean a serious error.
Okay, so all good. Oops, aye.
Yeah. Okay. And in original methodology, this button stops the production line.
Okay. Yes.
It's the original methodology. Yeah, yeah, I don't know how it will be implemented, but it's a.
Okay. So here, there's one thing I notice. There's nothing coming out of the box.
Yes, and this is the first of the innovations we have here.
Yeah.
It's wireless.
Okay.
Battery operated.
Okay.
And it can run on the battery really for years. And the communication here in our setup we have here is that we have here sub gigahertz network running on free frequency, which is here in US, it's 915 megahertz.
Okay.
In Czech or in the European Union, 868.
Okay.
And so you can put this one very easily, very quick. You can deploy it where you need.
Okay.
And after 5 months, maybe you find it's on the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
You just move it.
Yep.
You have no cables. So it reduced the cost of the deployment.
Okay.
Another interesting part here, because you know the first question we ask for this around the IoT project is security.
Mm-hmm.
And because the communication here is not TCP IP or UDP IP based, it's almost impossible to use this device to hack your system.
Oh.
Because computer which acts as a gateway is 100% under control and the interface which we are using here is serial port to get the data.
Okay.
So to hack computers through the serial port,
it's
not wirelessly, it's not so easy, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can replace the communication. So for example, I have another module which can be plugged inside, and this is for LoRa.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you have one LoRa gateway, again 100% of control of your IT in terms of patches, security, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes things, I think, much more secure. I think you don't want to plug devices like this to your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Especially not to Wi-Fi connected to your office.
Yeah, and on top of IP, so many things can go wrong anyways, right?
Of course.
And so, yeah, no, I like that a lot. I want to see it working, though, right? We'll talk a bit about
just
architecture.
Press the button.
It's like this one.
Okay, press the other one.
Or should I say no? Let's say everything goes well. Okay, so this one actually, it was pretty instant. You have to tell me what happened, right? I press that one, change color.
So what's happening here is that from this box, we send the message using, let's say, proprietary wireless network.
Yeah.
But everything you see here is open source and open hardware, so it's proprietary, but you can see what's going inside.
Okay.
This box here, of course, sorry, it's not covered, but you can see it's fully powered.
Yeah, okay.
And the reason for this is because here the communication is just one way.
Yeah.
I just ping the message.
Okay, got it.
And then I go sleep, so the consumption
is
few nanoamperes.
Okay. Yeah. But that one has to be super receptive.
This one, of course, must be 24/7 connected to the wireless network, so listening for the messages.
Uh-huh.
So device is all the time up.
Okay.
And of course, you know, if you feed some lights like this, you need some real power. You cannot. It's not so easy to run your battery.
Yep.
Okay. So this is set up here.
Okay.
And of course, this can run absolutely independent on the internet. So everything is going inside your factory.
Got it.
And the innovation what Škoda Auto really liked, and now they are starting deployment of this, is that we are able, when you press the button, the supervisor can see information on the mobile device.
Okay, yes.
Because imagine you are, of course, in the real world, there is not just a light, there is some horn, you know, sends the signal.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the production line can be long,
The
supervisor is maybe not inside, and so on. So it goes to mobile device.
Okay.
And of course, if you don't want to have, many applications installed, and again, the people need to be able to use the system as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So we are sending message to your Teams channel.
Okay.
So someone press the button.
Yeah.
Horn, light, and then you have the message on our Teams channel. So you have evidence what happened.
Nice.
And maybe in future we plan to implement some chatbot, so the supervisor can answer, okay, go there, or we'll be there in 5 minutes, or whatever.
I see. And so basically, this device here is connected to Azure IoT Hub, will send this notification up to.
This device to that gateway. So gateway sends data to IoT Hub.
Okay.
Through the Azure functions, data are stored to Cosmos DB. You know, then you can, using the Power BI, you can then do some, you know, dashboarding and so on. And using the Power Automate and Teams, it sends the message to the Teams.
Okay.
And if you think about Power Item, why not to use Logic Apps?
Yeah.
Because
why not use Logic Apps?
There is a simple answer. Because the users who are experienced with the Office 365 are probably not experienced with the Azure.
Okay.
But they want to do some, you know, maybe they want to store data to Excel file.
They want to customize the
system, it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the easiest way is to push data to Power Automate and give them access to Power Automate.
Okay.
As a regular Office 365 user.
Okay.
And they can do what they really need.
Okay, nice. Love it. And then they can report using Power BI as well, as I can see on the diagram here.
Yeah. Or push data to Excel, because all managers love Excel. Yeah.
Got it. So if I push red, what's going to happen?
Sorry?
What if I push the red button, what's going to happen?
Nothing like serious
everything,
here.
Everything blows?
I hope it's not connected to real production line, so maybe you stop the production line and check.
Not good. Awesome. Well, Stepan, that's a very interesting. That's the first time that I really see the button, the typical IoT button demo, like for a real production.
And with some, you know, serious stuff.
Serious consequences.
Yeah. Do you want to see what's inside?
Yes, I want to see what's inside.
Record. So we already put away the screws. So if you look inside, it's super easy. Probably the most expensive part of this device are those buttons. Yes. It can easily cost like $15.
Wow, nice. Okay.
Industry quality.
Industry quality.
And this part is electronics. You can see there are just two
batteries.
AAA batteries. Yeah. And what you see here, it's an industrial IoT kit.
Okay.
From a company called Hardvario. This is a Czech company.
Okay.
And this company is producing something you can imagine like Arduino.
Okay.
But in industry quality, wireless and low power.
Okay, nice.
So you can have different modules. Mm-hmm. So for this one is the Flora.
Yeah.
So if I plug this module here, I can send the messages to the Flora.
Okay.
Which is the case of Škoda Auto.
Yeah.
They are using Flora. They are not using this
simple
communication. But if you need to cover some small area, this one, if you speak about some indoor environment, it can communicate like 30 meters, which is 30 meters is 100 feet.
Yeah.
Something like that. In open space, 400 meters, which is quarter of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a quarter of a mile approximately. So it's quite easy to put the stuff together, so you don't need to create a custom hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine you need for prototyping or for some pilot, which will run maybe a year, five pieces.
Yeah.
To do the custom hardware development, it can be super costly.
It could be super expensive. So using this kind of off-the-shelf, industry grade type of products, right? Because that needs to be robust.
Yes, it's not a, you know, all parts there are not consumer electronic parts, it's industry grade parts. So it makes things that you are prototyping, but what the prototype is actual product. So you don't need to replace it in future.
I love it. Love it.
And everything open source, open hardware.
Everything open source, open hardware. Actually, you can learn more about this on the link aka.ms/IoTshow/andon. Stepan, I learned three things today. I learned that you can use Arduino in industry scenarios with this kind of hardware, which is important, right? I learned that the button is real. The freaking IoT demo button is really real. And I learned some Czech as well. Awesome.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming to the IoT show to show us that. I hope that if you have another very interesting real life scenario for the industry, you're going to come again to the IoT show.
Yes, it will be nice. I like the Bellevue and Redmond era.
Awesome. Thanks for watching the IoT show today. And go do some one button demo with IoT and Arduino.